Day 228, or August the 16th. Actions are better than words. Our thoughts today come from Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 20. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people, and I will be their God. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Ezekiel's sermons must have been totally breathtaking. Not only did he speak powerfully on behalf of God, but he also used some amazing visions and illustrations, which even today many have difficulty understanding in full. In amongst all his apocalyptic language, there is still the confirmation that God wants to restore his people, but he reminds them that he wants them to do more than just believe the right things. He wants them to do the right things, too. And now today's action step. One of the most common criticisms of the church today is that it includes too many hypocrites. My response to that is always to say, please come and join us, because there's always room for one more. I'm not being sarcastic for the sake of it, but I do believe there is as much hypocrisy outside the church as there is inside it. Having said that, Ezekiel writes what God is saying to his people, and it seems he is addressing those who know what to do but choose not to. I remember a well-known footballer making harsh comments about a fellow footballer following a particularly hard tackle. When challenged by the interviewer in the studio where the discussion was taking place about his own less than pure history on the football pitch, he simply said, "Well, that's different." James totally refutes this when he tells us in his letter, "Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it." James chapter 4, verse 17. When you are next tempted to make excuses for yourself as a special case, just think how you would react to someone else doing the same. Wouldn't the word hypocrite spring to mind? So, how should your behaviour appear? It must be godly do-haviour rather than scholarly believe-haviour.